Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, it's so awesome to be here. I can't tell you. I'm so grateful that you are tuning in today, and I'm grateful to be breathing with God's breath in my lungs. I am so pumped up because of our show today. I'm so excited about our guest, which I'll tell you about in a second. And I am so grateful that over 130 people came to my free healthy eating seminars this past week. And, you know, the Daniel Plan, my goodness gracious. You know, I was overwhelmed at Northgate Community Church. I did a free seminar for the Daniel Plan. You know, really, the free seminar on health and wellness and taking care of the body God gave us is the same message no matter what venue I'm in. But it was, you know, as a prelude to the Daniel Plan, which I'm kicking off this week. And over 100 people showed up, and over 100 people registered for my 8-week program for the Daniel Plan. And I'm so grateful. If you want to get in, we still have just a couple spots. We're kind of busting out the seams there. Good thing Northgate Community Church and John Hasselback and Yolanda are expanding that church, because I'll tell you, we're going to need it. And so many people just caring about the body God gave them and wanting to not only prevent disease but reverse disease and learn how to live that abundant life that God desires for us. And so that happened on Tuesday. Just so grateful for everybody that came out. And then on Thursday, I had more free healthy eating seminars. And I'll tell you, healthy living, healthy eating is not just about eating, but my goodness, one of the gentlemen that showed up had recently lost his wife, and he committed to the 12-week healthy eating program, healthy living program for himself and three of his children that are in their 20s. I had another woman that came in with breast cancer. Many people, you know, not having any health problems, but fully realizing that if we don't take care of the body God gave us, it could lead to disease. Of course, what we eat and what we drink can either prevent disease or really cause disease. And that's the bottom line. And so, you know, many people want to lose weight. My guest today, in just a few minutes, you'll hear from her. She lost 75 pounds, and how she did it is, you know, commendable. You know, obviously she is a believer and knows that with God, all things are possible. And that's one of the things I love about her. Yesterday on AM Buffalo, I had Dr. Terry Caligari on with me, and, she gave her testimony of how she has taken my 12-week healthy eating class and how she did not learn in medical school what I taught her, you know, in the 12-week healthy eating program. And she is a walking testimony. She walks the talk and helps her patients, you know, just not only just treating disease, but how to prevent disease through healthy living, through their lifestyle habits. And so my 12-week program kicks off next week as well. And excited about that. Just so grateful that people are really, you know, making the commitment. And as I always say, you're going to spend the time and the money either way. You're going to spend the time and the money preventing disease, or you're going to spend the time and the money treating disease, you know, which is better for you. And we all have, you know, aches and pains and things that happen because we're, you know, moving, we're living life, and things happen. And so I'm so excited to have Dr. Michael Cicchetti on my show today. He is from Buffalo Spine and Sport, and, you know, they treat injuries of the spine and the muscular skeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain. And so if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine today. Call them at 716-626-0093. Again, that number is 716-626-0093, or visit buffspine.com, and make sure you continue to tune in, because Dr. Michael Cicchetti, right from Buffalo Spine and Sports, will be here. You heard Dr. Gambacorta last week talking about Buffalo Spine and Sport and Dr. Cicchetti, how he refers right to him. And I was so grateful to know that the two of them work together. So, you know, you'll be able, our phone lines will be open later when the doctor comes on, and you can certainly call in with your questions and comments. But when I come back from my endorsed sponsor, I want to bring in my good friend Michelle Connor, and she will tell you about her journey that she is on, and so far lost 75 pounds. So stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Investing in your health and wellness is more than a luxury. It's a vital part of self-care. Licensed massage therapist Rebecca Albert believes that therapeutic massage coupled with proper nutrition and supplementation work as a preventative measure. Rebecca has worked with Robbie Ra in gaining an understanding of the impact of nutrition, supplement, and exercise on her own health. Now, she's able to assist you in managing your pain through massage and nutrition. Rebecca also accepts insurance. Call her today to schedule your Raw Truth massage appointment at 316-2511. That's 316-2511.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
So excited to have my friend Michelle Connor in. Good morning. I didn't even know you before you were my friend.
This is true.
Yes. And so, you know, Michelle, thank you for coming in today. And I had you on AM Buffalo last week. And, you know, I just want people to know of you and about you because you have an incredible testimony so far. And we didn't really know each other, and you kind of looked me up on social media, correct?
Yeah, you know, I was taking a Bible study, and it was one of those deep, you know, one of those deep healing, spiritually healing Bible studies, and I had a friend in that class, and we got to talking about health and fitness, and she mentioned you, and I decided I'm going to, you know, be nosy and look into it a little bit more, and you were offering a detox, and I showed up for the class, and I did your detox, and you know, you encouraged me to join the gym, and I joined the gym, and you know, then I, you know, you were doing your 12-week program, and it was just amazing. God had me in a place where He was healing me spiritually, healing me emotionally, and then He spoke to me and just said, you know, you need to heal the rest of this. You need to take care of yourself physically as well.
Yes.
And so I took that 12-week program, and I learned how to eat and how to eat best for me. And life has just been been much different, you know.
Well, and your body is much different, I must say.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So, Michelle, how much weight did you lose? And I know that you have transformed. When I look at you in my class, I was just telling you on the way here, when I look down the masses of people in my class and see if you're there, I can't, sometimes I can't even find you because, honestly, you look so different than you did before. Tell our listeners how much you lost.
I have currently lost about 75 pounds.
That is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I think you and I, we did my body fat last week before AM Buffalo, and I've lost 15% body fat, which is, that to me, even it's better than the weight loss in a way, because it just knows I'm leading to more healthy life and a more active life and a more sustainable life. Because, you know, you can't serve in your church, you can't serve in your life, you can't serve others unless you're healthy to do that. So
right, you know, and I mean, we can, but, you know, when you're sick and thick and tired, you just don't even have the energy to really make it through the day, let alone make a difference in the lives of the people around us. And I just congratulate you for that. I mean, you're a single mom, you're busy. Okay. Obviously, you know, because I tell you, I've told you this, and you probably know yourself, when the mom goes down, the ship goes down. In order. Yeah. And you have, is it a son?
Yes. Yeah. I have a son. He's 13.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, you know what? Michelle needs to take care of Michelle before she can take care of her son, because, you know, we'll be a much better parent if we are healthy and we are actually breathing for our children, okay? That's what motivates me, is really being there. And I've had so many people say to me, you know what? If I'm going to die, I'm going to die eating donuts, fat and happy. And I say, you know what? What about the people that care about you? What about the people that need you to live, okay? If you don't care enough for yourself to be healthy and well and fit, then think about your children. Think about your family who loves you. And so I'm just so proud of you. And
thank you.
And this is a journey for you. You've said that, you know, we are on this journey. And obviously, you're continuing to be on the journey.
Right. God called me to take care of my health. And, you know, it's an act of obedience. So,
it is.
You know, it's what I feel I should do because he's asked me to do it.
Right. And it requires self-control. It requires self-control,
right,
doesn't it?
Absolutely. And patience.
Yes.
Because believe it or not, you know, you've got to be patient when you're hungry and you really want to eat something that you're not supposed to eat.
Right. It does. And it takes an incredible amount of faith as well, because we know, as I've always said, you know, we can't do things on our own. Our flesh is just too lazy. Our flesh does not have self-control. And so the fact of the matter is we do need self-control. And I just think you're a walking, you know, billboard right now, because you just have transformed your mind, body, soul, spirit. And I just want to congratulate you for that, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
And I want to keep, you know, we're going to keep tabs on you, because this is a journey for you. And I know that you're rocking and rolling here, girl. You are passionate about it. And I know it's your heart's desire to be healthy, not just for yourself, but for your son.
Well, I'm also in your Daniel Plan Bible study.
Yes.
You know, I had all the parts, and now I want to combine it all into one, you know, to have the biblical part of it all be combined into what I've been doing physically and all of that. And, you know, it's my hope that in those Bible studies that not only will people get healthy, but that they'll come to know the Lord, you know,
right,
that if there are unbelievers there, that there's some spiritual healing there as well. So, you know,
exactly.
it's all about being very, at least for me right now, it's about trying to be as well-rounded as I possibly can and keeping Christ in the center of it all.
Absolutely. And you know what? The fact of the matter is, you know, with the Daniel Plan, we will be obviously applying the scripture of God's word to taking care of our temple and living that healthy lifestyle. And it's about, you know, the Daniel Plan is about friends and focus and family and faith and fitness and food. Well, it's not about family in the Daniel Plan, but I've added family in there because family is important.
Right.
And so, but those are things that I've been teaching for many, many years in my own biblically based program. And it's just nice that, you know, it's nice to know that people really want to not only, you know, take care of their temple, but understand and learn what God's word God's word says about that. And so we're definitely going to be doing that. So I'm so grateful that you came in and joined me today, Michelle. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And definitely we're keeping tabs because you are on a roll, girl.
Well, thanks.
So thank you again. So when we come back, I'm so excited about our next guest. And, you know, Dr. Michael Cicchetti will be on. And, again, from Buffalo Spine and Sport. You know, I went to him. It was a total divine intervention. I went to him for some discomfort that I was having. And, boy, it just amazes me the way God orchestrates things. So do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And we are back. I'm so excited about our first guest. And I'm excited because of the way that God orchestrated this whole thing. And I'm also excited because I love Dr. Michael Cicchetti. He's just a wealth of knowledge. So good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. And you are too kind, but thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know what? I never knew about Buffalo Sport and Buffalo Spine and Sport until Dr. Ortmanabe referred mm-hmm. me to you. And I did not know when I was going in there, I had some discomfort in my neck and what have you, that that things were going to work out the way they did and that you were a believer. And it's just so cool the way God orchestrated
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So you are here. And my gosh, we had so much positive feedback the last time you were on. And, of course, Dr. Peter Gambacorta from Northtown Orthopedics last week had so many great things to say about you. Says he refers to you all the time. And, you know, so we actually, you were, Buffalo Spine and Sport was written up in Sports in Refresh Magazine in the Buffalo
yes.
News last week.
Yes, last week.
Tell our listeners what that was about.
Yeah, so last week there was an article in the Refresh section, and it was done by Scott Scanlon, and it was talking about a new service that we are offering at Buffalo Spine and Sports. We deal with a lot of patients who have pain, either pain that's been going on just for months or in some cases much longer. And one of the most important aspects of dealing with someone with pain is the emotional side of the pain. And that's really a forgotten aspect of dealing with and trying to treat and heal people. And so this article was touching on this new service that we are now offering. We just introduced a new member of our treatment team, Stacey Donahue, who is a licensed clinical social worker, and she really has a good background in dealing with patients who have stress and anxiety and depression, and kind of facilitating those aspects of healing into a patient's perception of pain, which is extremely important. If you actually look at the definition of pain, the most accepted definition by the International Association of the Study of Pain is an unpleasant sensory and emotional experience that is associated with either real or perceived tissue damage.
Wow.
So what is that saying?
Real or perceived. That's
real or perceived. Huh. So there's an actual sensory component where you're feeling pain, but there is also always an emotional context that you have to consider. And many physicians, don't have the time to really delve into that and
yes.
to find out what people are struggling with. And so that's where Stacy has really kind of come in. And, we really hope that this service, helps people cope. Let me just give you like a small example. You know, the classic patient who may come to us might be a 50-year-old mom. They've got a busy schedule. They, have a job. They've got kids, and they may have just been in a bad car accident. So they come to us. They've got back pain, sciatica, neck pain. They've been dealing with this. They might be out of work. They've got medical bills that are mounting. They've been having to pay for MRIs, physical therapy, and medications. And their social role has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't been able to do the things they love to do. Their friends might be perceiving them a little bit differently. If you really get into it, they also may not be able to fulfill the same roles that they have at home. You know, this mom might also be the caretaker for her parents. And now she can't fulfill that role. So when you think about it, when someone comes to us, many times they come to us just for their pain. You know, I'm here for my back pain and I'm here for my leg pain.
Right.
But when you really look at it, it's the entire stress of the situation takes its toll on the entire person. And if we don't address that, then it's very difficult to treat people long term because there's no medication that can take that away.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think you're very wise, in saying what you're saying because it is true. It infiltrates in other areas of mm-hmm. your life. You can't separate the fact that you're going through this pain and, what you're feeling, the even disability of some sorts. With everything else, it affects all areas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very, very wise thing to have somebody, that's dealing with that.
Yeah, and as a Christian,
mm-hmm.
I was reading in Matthew this morning, and in Matthew 11:28-29, it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and I will give you rest for your souls." As a Christian, we have the power of prayer
yes.
to be able to come to God with these stressful issues. And what a wonderful verse. That's kind of, I like to think of it as, that's the best medicine
yes.
that we have.
Oh my gosh.
But for people who, who don't know Christ, they still have to deal with these, all of these feelings that
right.
are incorporated into their experience of pain.
Right.
And how they deal with it is can be very detrimental or it can be a very positive thing.
Right.
And so having Stacy on board to help with that has changed our practice.
Wow, that's awesome. And even people who do know the Lord, I have to say, it's still infiltrates in other areas of mm-hmm. your life when you go through something like that. And sometimes, you do need to work through that. I even think about people in the gym who are injured for whatever reason and they cannot work out and how much it affects them mentally as well as physically. I'm perfect definition of that. I mean, like when I can't exercise because I'm so used to it, my body, mm-hmm. Is so accustomed to it, it's very hard for me to take time off.
Yeah, and that's well described in, we were just reading some articles that are in regards to different athletes who are, they're marathoners or they're ultra marathoners and the stress and toll that they take on their bodies. And if they are out of their activity, their endorphin levels change. They can actually become depressed if they're not able to fulfill those roles. But also, those people who are active and who do exercise have the ability to deal with actual real pain much better. There was an article that we just read that dealt with marathoners, and they actually have a higher ability to or a higher threshold before they perceive pain compared to a normal person who does not have that kind of training. And that's because, you know, they've trained their bodies, you know, to a very high fitness level, and their natural body chemicals, you know, their serotonin and their norepinephrine, you know, they are able to fight pain. What people don't understand is that we already have the strongest pain defense in our own bodies.
Right,
you know,
right.
We don't need to have drugs to control pain if we are healthy, fit, and we are emotionally ready to deal with pain.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, I always say this to my classes. You know, if I took a poll out of 100 people that are in my class, how many people are there with pain or have some kind of injury, maybe the shoulder or the knee or whatever, have something going on? Most of the people in the class would raise their hand, okay? But they are, you know, working through it. They are, if their doctor, you know, okays them to exercise, they are in there and doing what they can. They're decreasing inflammation through their dietary habits, hopefully, and also, you know, increasing mobility. But their attitude is not just because I have this little pain, I'm going to, you know, take 6 months off. They really feel that they can, you know, continue moving, and they should, because every single time I have seen someone say, you know what, I wasn't here for, you know, 6 months or 3 months or 1 month or whatever it is because I had the shoulder pain. What happened when I had the shoulder pain? I stopped working out, and then I injured my back, or I injured my knee or something else, because they were so inactive, and really the mind-body connection just affected them in ways that that you're explaining right now. That mind-body connection, I think, is so important. And you do perceive things differently when you exercise. As you said, the endorphins. I always say, you know, the fact that I'm still married when a lot of people aren't and the odds are against us is, number one, because we know the Lord, and number two, because we do take care of our bodies. We exercise. And you know what? The things that bother other people don't bother you after you work out. You know, you know what? So what? He squeezed the toothpaste from the bottom and, or from the middle instead of the bottom. You know, that kind of goofy stuff. It's true, though. You do have a different perception, and you feel like you can handle things, and you're a happier person, you know, when you're exercising. And speaking of, you know, pain medication and pain and things like that, when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I do want to talk about, you know, the choices that are out there, because I loved the fact that you, you know, obviously, we talked about the pain that I had, and you had actually referred me, you know, to Pine Pharmacy for that topical, you know, pain medication. I want to talk about
the benefits of that.
Yeah, that is very cool stuff. And you know what? I only had to actually use it a couple of days. But, yeah, I was really, really impressed with that. So I had no idea that was even out there. So when we come back, listen, do not go anywhere, because, again, I have Dr. Michael Cicchetti on here from Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine, and we are talking about treating injuries and musculoskeletal, you know, functions or dysfunctions non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. And, you know, if your questions are out there, now is the time to call in. In fact, for the second and third caller today, I will give, for the first caller, I'll give one of my exercise DVDs. And then the second caller, I will give a free, admission to the Daniel Plan, to my, 6 week, or, well, actually I have it as a 7 week now, healthy eating, healthy living, biblically based program. So our phone lines are open. Jacob is on the lines today. And when we come back, again, we have Dr. Michael Cicchetti on the show right now. You should not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Investing in your health and wellness is more than a luxury. It's a vital part of self-care. Licensed massage therapist Rebecca Albert believes that therapeutic massage coupled with proper nutrition and supplementation work as a preventative measure. Rebecca has worked with Robbie Ra in gaining an understanding of the impact of nutrition, supplement, and exercise on her own health. Now she's able to assist you in managing your pain through massage and nutrition. Rebecca also accepts insurance. Call her today to schedule your Raw Truth massage appointment at 316-2511. That's 316-2511.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back with Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport. And did you get those numbers? 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. I want you to remember Church on the Beach this year. So excited about Church on the Beach. And Neil Boren told me that they have their own website now and also, of course, a Facebook page. And, you know, if you go to WDCX Facebook page or to the WDCX website, you can check that out. Church on the Beach is so cool. Doctor, you got to join us this year. It is so cool.
I'll try.
It's beautiful. You feel like you're in, you know, Aruba or something, you know. It's gorgeous. And
well, compared to outside right now.
Yeah,
it's snowing and, jeez.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. You know, it's just awesome. And I know that, you know, Neil Boren will be speaking this year along with Zach Boren. And my gosh, the whole lineup is so cool. And they have worship music and what have you. It's very, very nice. I look forward to it every year. And so listen, Dr. Michael Cicchetti in the house right now from Buffalo Spine and Sport. And our phone lines are open. And I know you're calling in now. The first person will win a DVD or will get a DVD from my exercise DVDs. And then the Daniel Plan, a free admission for the Daniel Plan 7-week program.
Yeah, someone has to have, you know, back pain or neck pain out there or joint pain. So,
yes.
Call on, you know, call in.
Yes, yes. And not just call in, but we want you to come on the air and hear your question or comment. And so, you know, we were talking before the break about when I came in to see you for pain.
Mm-hmm.
You knew I didn't want any kind of invasive stuff. And so you actually referred me to Pine Pharmacy and subscribed a or prescribed
topical pain cream with
yes.
an anti-inflammatory and a local anesthetic in it. Yeah, the power of giving a type of medication through the skin has lots of benefits. First, you know, traditionally we get our medications by mouth, or you can sometimes have the same medication put through the skin with a shot. And a lot of folks don't like shots,
yeah,
and that's understandable.
You knew I didn't.
People who take their meds by mouth may not be able to tolerate certain side effects. And so the benefits of compounding are that it only has about 5 to 10% absorption into the bloodstream.
I love
so
that. Only
very,
5%.
Very low plasma levels of any medication, really, that you can put into these compounds. And the tissue concentration, so if I'm treating an elbow pain and I want to deliver all the medication to the elbow, the tissue levels of a compound will get into those tissues, you know, tenfold compared to if I gave you the same medication by mouth.
Wow.
You know, in fact, the tissue levels in tendons is up to 100 times more than what I could give you if I gave you the same script by mouth. And in the joints and joint fluid, it's about 4 to 8 times the concentration. So why would you want to take a certain medication like an Advil or an ibuprofen when I can give you the same medication through a topical cream that will go right to the source and the tissue levels will be so much more concentrated without the side effects?
I love that. I only honestly used it for 2 days. And I have to say, first of all, Pine Pharmacy, we're so blessed with Pine Pharmacy.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And pharmacist Al and his son there, they're just amazing experts at what they do. And, you know, it took me a while to pick up my medication. Actually, they were calling me weeks and weeks and weeks. And
you're such a bad patient.
I am a bad patient, you know. And then one day it just showed up at my mailbox. I mean, they actually shipped it out. I didn't even ask them to, so that was pretty cool. But, you know, I'll tell you this. It did work. Only for a couple of days I needed it, and it was gone, the pain that I had.
And you still have it, you know, so if it comes back, you know. And I'm sure that, you know, it was much more tolerable for you. You were able to put it on yourself. You're not popping a pill. There's just so many benefits to compounding these days. It's definitely here to stay. It's not going to go anywhere. All the studies that come out, especially with the anti-inflammatories in compounds, show very promising results. They work, and with the limited side effect profile, there's no way that compounding is going to go away.
Well, and how long has this been around? Because I honestly didn't know, not know.
Well, the technology for delivering these drugs through the skin has improved over the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
That was the major problem with compounding probably 10, 20 years ago, is how do you get these medications to go through the tough outer layer of the skin. And so you have to put these different types of medications. First of all, they have to be very small particles. And then they have to also be able to infiltrate through the tough outer layer of the epidermis. And then they also have to have some properties that get them to penetrate into the deeper tissues. So coming up with the appropriate vehicles to get these medications through the skin so that they can get to the source is probably what held up compounding. But that technology is now here, and it's only getting better.
I love it. I always say to people, you know what? Always get a second opinion, because you don't know, you know, what's out there. And obviously Dr. Ortmanabe knew that, you know, you were going to be able to help me. I had no idea, honestly, that existed, and it's such a cool thing. We're going to go to our phone lines. Once again, if you want to call in, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. If you have a question for me or you have one for Dr. Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport, our phone lines are lighting up here, but we're going to go to the first call, and Jacob's multitasking. So we'll go to Kathleen here. Lancaster. Kathleen from Lancaster. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm new to the program.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. This year I'll turn 60, and I've always been interested in fitness.
Yay. well, 60s or 40 is the new 60, so good thing you showed up.
My question might be a little redundant because I am new to your program, but I actually have a couple questions. One is, I do try to drink 8 glasses of water a day. Is herbal teas an okay substitute for water, or should you still drink 8 glasses of water a day?
Well, you know what? The advice that I'm going to give you is take half of your body weight in ounces of water and per day. So, in other words, if you weigh 100 pounds, then you need at least 50 ounces of water per day minimum. And then if you're exercising or detoxing, or you're really thirsty because of what you've eaten or whatever, you know, you can drink more. And if you don't like the taste of water, that's okay, because it doesn't have any taste. But really, at least half of your body weight in ounces of water per day minimum is advised. And herbal tea is okay. You know, some people count it as water. I like to say if you're detoxing or doing something like that, you should drink water rather than, you know, herbal teas. And, you know, we know that caffeine dehydrates us, actually. A lot of people say, well, I'm drinking this and that. Well, if it has caffeine in it, it dehydrates you. So, that's the rule of thumb there. And did you have another question? Kathleen. Oh, did we lose her?
Gone.
Oh. Kathleen, are you still there? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I am going on a 10-year survival rate for advanced ovarian cancer.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. My question is, before 2 years prior to getting the cancer, I was, quote-unquote, sugar-free, as much as you can be, okay?
Okay.
I would still have ketchup, and I know that has sugar in it, but as much as you can be, pretty much sugar-free, and I got the cancer. So I...
Oops, we lost Kathleen. Okay, Kathleen, call back, and we'll put you back on the air. Sorry about that. I don't know where she was going with that, otherwise I would answer it, but we're going to go to our next call, and Elizabeth from Wheatfield, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You have a lot of energy, I can tell, in your voice.
Oh, I had a good time with the Lord this morning.
Oh, praise God. Excellent. Did you have a question for Dr. Cicchetti or myself?
Okay. I guess it was for yourself. I'm sort of a new listener to you.
Oh, wow. Good.
But some of the things that you've been talking about are things that I have recently learned because of things that happened in my life, and I was just wondering what drew you to the point of real?
Oh, my goodness, we're having some issues
with
the phone.
It could be the weather.
Yeah, it could be. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what drew me to what? I'm sorry, we keep losing you.
What drew you to realizing?
Realizing, yes, the computer's dysfunctioning. What, to realizing what?
Yep. That nutrition was a problem in your life.
Oh, gosh. You know, I'll tell you, that's a long story, but the lack of nutrition was a problem in my life because I was a sugarholic. And actually, I'm, you know, writing a book right now, and that's one of my chapters of how I was, you know, struggling at a very, very young age. And I actually thought we were a very healthy family, but we were very unhealthy in terms of our nutrition. So, yes, you know, sometime when I have more time, I will get into that. But it is part of my testimony, I have to say. And it's something that I just feel that, you know, God honestly rescued me from the sinking sand that I was in, because I was out of control in so many areas of my life, and one of them was with my dietary habits, and it was very unhealthy what I was doing. I had absolutely no self-control, so to the point where, you know, it's a story that I'll tell someday, you know. And you know what, stay tuned, because I will get back to you on that. Okay. Well, we're gonna actually go to our endorsed sponsors in just a second here, but we are having a little bit of trouble with our phones, and I'm not sure why. The computer is acting up. So, again, Dr. Michael Cicchetti is here from Buffalo Spine and Sport, and we are talking about treating injuries and treating injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system. And really, the other time we were on the show, Doctor, we... Mm-hmm. I said that I did not know, when I had heard of Buffalo Spine and Sport, I did not know that you actually treated outside of the spine.
Yeah, that's a big misconception. You
yeah.
know, as a physiatrist, we train to treat the entire body, and we are functionally based. So the idea is not just to help you with your pain, but to improve your function.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that involves joint pain, tendon pain, nerve pain, spine pain, that's what we do.
Gotcha. And so explain again what a physiatrist is to our listeners.
So a physiatrist is someone who trained in physical medicine and rehabilitation and did 4 years of medical school, 4 years of residency. And then for us, we've all specialty trained in non-surgical spine and musculoskeletal medicine. I actually became board certified as well in sports medicine. And so we've learned non-surgical techniques. We've also spent a lot of time learning functional exercise and using different strategies to help patients get mobilized, get motivated, and when necessary, we use traditional medicine like medications and injections to help people. And, you know, we do this all non-surgically. We certainly will, you know, we'll refer out to surgeons. You know, I refer to Dr. Gambacorta if I have someone with a hip issue.
He's the best.
Or, yeah, absolutely. And he does have a great voice, you know, on the radio.
He does. Both of you do. I've heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, last week he, I was like, wow, yeah, he really does sound good. But, you know, it's all about working with your colleagues and helping patients do the right thing and not jump to conclusions about their pain, give them the right story, listen, make the correct diagnosis, and then offer strategies. And sometimes we have to sit patients down and change their perspective a little bit. And other times, we let patients kind of dictate what they want. And in your case, that's what I let you do.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, you know, I did feel, it's funny because I did feel, I did not know you. I had not, you know, been to you before. And I trusted you right off the bat, but it was the divine intervention I know now. And you did. You listened to what I said, and you caught very quickly on that I wasn't going to, you know, go for the shot injections.
But I talked to you about it,
yes.
And but I knew that you were going to be more conservative.
Right.
And
yeah.
So I had to think, you know, well, what can I offer you that's reasonable, that will help, and that is going to get you to be proactive about doing something about it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We came up with a solution. Now, it took you a couple weeks to actually go out and get the script. They actually had to mail it to you, but
right.
Hey, it worked.
It worked,
yeah.
It worked, yes. Apparently, you know, the pain wasn't as bad as I thought it would be because it took me a couple of weeks. But, you know, your office is right by ECC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
ECC.
Young's Road in Worley, yeah.
Right.
We're on College Parkway. That's our main office. We have a whole physical therapy studio. We have a yoga studio, which is beautiful, and we offer yoga for healthy back and for joint pain. That's where Stacey Donahue, you know, our new mental health counselor, works out of. We also have a separate office in Orchard Park, which has all of those options available too: physical therapy, mental health, and wellness. And then we've got two satellite clinics in Batavia and in Lockport. So we really do cover
wow.
a pretty wide area.
That's wild. And you, I love the fact that you refer people to yoga as well, because obviously
absolutely.
I teach yoga and it's awesome for us.
Absolutely. There's good research that shows that it's beneficial, you know. And so it's a great adjunct to something like physical therapy. So many times what we'll do is we'll have patients train who have back pain. You know, they'll go through a traditional physical therapy program, core stability, functional exercise, but they still have deficits. And, you know, one avenue is to get them into a yoga program so that they can continue to build on what they learned in therapy and actually make the necessary changes in their lifestyle to stay out of pain. The idea is to stay out of pain. And no medication, no shot can do that for you. You
right.
have to be proactive if you want to get better. And so we try to implement as many options for patients as possible.
Amen. If I could take a sound bite out of everything you've said so far, that would be it. That statement right there was awesome. Oh, gosh. Okay. Listen, you can reach Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport at 716-626-0093. 716-626-0093 is Buffalo Spine and Sport. And when you call, let him know that you heard him right here on The Raw Truth. And we are going to go to our endorsed sponsors. And when we come back, we'll only have a few minutes to take your calls. The phone lines are
Someone's got to have back pain or neck pain.
Yeah, I know. The phone
or
lines
joint
are
pain.
They are still lighting up here, and hopefully they're fixed. So 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Again, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services, from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Commit to improving your health and fitness. This year, commit to changing your life for the better. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your holistic health and nutrition practitioner, and I'm here to help you commit to changing your body and health for good. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body into the temple God made it to be. I offer private nutrition and life coaching, a new monthly holistic class, and a new 12-week healthy eating and living program where you'll stay motivated, learn the secrets to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will engage you in all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. So for more information, go to my website, RobbieRaw.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back. Don't forget that my 6-week or 7-week, it's now 7 weeks, Daniel Plan program kicks off this week. We have over 100 people who have registered. I was grateful to Neil Boron. He threw me on the air one day, and we talked about it. And many people heard it on Neil Boron's show. He's on every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 11 on Lifeline. And then, of course, this week, my 12-week healthy eating program also kicks off. And that is going to be a full class in the evening at the Aesthetic Associates Center. And also at the BAC, I will be offering it there as well. And so Dr. Michael Cicchetti is in the house, and he's from Buffalo Sport and Buffalo Spine and Sport. I want to say Sport and Spine. Do people mix those up all the time? Or?
That's okay.
Spine and Sport. And it's not just about the spine, as you have heard. And they are awesome, okay? You know, obviously, life can take a toll on our bodies, and they treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. And I can attest to this. They listen, they help, they explain. And I went to Dr. Michael Cicchetti personally. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine today. Call them at 716-626-0093. Again, 716-626-0093, or visit buffspine.com. And we are going to go right to the phones because I know that Joanne has been on hold. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm interested. I've been having, I guess it's what they call a piriformis muscle.
Piriformis, spasm. Yeah.
Yes,
piriformis
and syndrome. I've gone to physical therapy, and I've done a lot of research, and every doctor I've talked to does not even think it exists. And the last doctor I went to on Friday, they looked at me and says, I've been doing sports medicine, and I've 15 years, and I don't know, I've never heard of this. So he's
really?
Yes.
So we treat piriformis syndrome all the time.
Really?
And I feel that we have a wonderful algorithm of options for this. Now, a couple questions for you, Joanne, is do you just have buttock pain, or do you actually have symptoms that go all the way down the leg?
Yes. For the past 4 years, my sleeping has been interrupted because it's electrical shocks. So they sent me to several physical therapies. The heat increases the spasms, which then again, I don't have any sleep because of the spasms and the electrical shock symptoms. And I was told it was my herniated disc, so I went to the spine for decompression for the 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work at all. So I've been doing this for 4 years, and my research on the web, I keep coming back to piriformis syndrome, and nobody seems to, you know, have a good handle on this.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, you know, you just mentioned that you have a disc injury, a disc herniation. And,
yes, but there's for your information, all the doctors, the physical therapists, in my x-rays and my MRIs, they say, well, it's really not, it shouldn't be causing such a problem mm-hmm. that you're describing. So that's why my research and stuff was, you know, that's why I keep coming back to that.
Yeah, you should really come and see us. I mean, I will tell you this, that a disc herniation causing sciatica and causing the buttock pain is often the most common cause of a quote-unquote piriformis syndrome. Piriformis syndrome is not as common as a disc herniation causing sciatica. So, you know, without actually seeing the imaging and taking a look at you, hearing your history, doing an appropriate physical exam, that would be necessary to really kind of tease out, is this really a piriformis syndrome, or is this really just discogenic pain that's creating a radicular pattern? That's a fancy word for nerve root. So a disc herniation that's irritating a nerve root. And certainly we want to keep the piriformis syndrome on the list of potential diagnoses. And we have some options for you. There's everything from, I mean, if it truly is just a piriformis syndrome, there are some great treatments, you know, active release, which is a soft tissue treatment that kind of gets right onto the sciatic nerve, which runs right in front of the piriformis muscle, is a wonderful treatment. Then there's also injections. We do injections for the piriformis muscle under ultrasound guidance, which is really the only way to do it because it's a deep muscle, and so you don't want to have somebody inject you blind. You want them to be able to see. So we do that all the time under ultrasound guidance, and we're all certified in using ultrasound to diagnose soft tissue injuries and to guide injections. And if we diagnose the piriformis syndrome with a simple injection, many people actually will respond to Botox. So Botox is not just for wrinkles. It helps to reduce muscle spasm, and it can if the muscle is irritating the nerve, which runs right anterior or right in front of that muscle, it can release its tension on the nerve, and the sciatica or the leg pain goes away. So there's multiple options. You definitely have to come see us.
Yes, Joanne, call 716-626-0093, 716-626-0093, Buffalo Spine and Sport, and ask for Dr. Michael Cicchetti. I'm going to say...
Or any of our doctors.
I mean,
we all treat this. I mean, but I'd be happy to see you, but we're all capable of kind of diagnosing this, working this up, and also making sure that this really isn't just your disc herniation, because still, that's the most likely cause.
All right, Joanne, thank you so much. We gotta run, but thank you so much for calling in and keep listening. God bless
you. Good call, Joanne. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and we have June on ankle and knee heel pain, I think, right?
Awesome.
Yes.
June, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here.
And so you have some pain.
Yes. I had taken multiple falls, and I probably twisted, and then also have some days where I can put a little bit of weight on it, and then there's other days that it is excruciating, painful, and difficult to put any weight on it or to shift my weight from one foot to another. And I was just calling for possible
advice
and options. I'm in the process of waiting to have an MRI done, but of course we're held up by the...
So, June, you've sprained your ankle multiple times, correct?
Yeah, that's what they said. It was a deep bone bruise and a sprain. But
no fractures, just a sprain.
Well, the toe got jammed into the wall one day when they went to take me in to see if there was a blood clot in the leg because I was having swelling and pain in the back of my calf. So I believe my baby toe is... fractured, but we're waiting for the MRI to check that.
And with the ankle, did you hurt the outside of the ankle, the inside of the ankle, or you just had the entire ankle?
The outside of the ankle, but the pain does go right from the baby toe all the way up past the ankle.
The MRI is certainly a good modality. We can, you know, also use ultrasound to look at the ligaments and the soft tissues around the ankle. Given that you've had, it sounds like, chronic pain from this, I think the MRI is definitely the imaging modality of choice to start. And if you have not had any significant physical therapy, that's probably been what's lacking. People who have an ankle sprain and do not get it treated end up having more instability in their ankle because they lose their sensation of where the joint is in space. It's called proprioception. If you have an ankle sprain and you don't rehab it the correct way, then you're prone to repeat ankle sprains over and over again, which can lead to chronic pain and instability. So, again, we may be able to help you with this.
Wow. You know, you are such a wealth of information. It's like a walking encyclopedia right here. There are encyclopedias anymore.
My other half of the question, please, was what could I use to help with pain besides icing and heat and keeping it elevated? I mean, the pain, you know, I'm usually pretty good with pain, but this pain is really, you know, goes past the 10 most of the time, and it's really keeping me from even doing daily activities. Washing dishes is difficult to shower.
Yeah. If it's that severe, if it's that severe and the ankle actually swells, you may have a syndrome called complex regional pain syndrome, or CRPS.
I don't mean to interrupt you, doctor, but we are running out of time. But June, you know, make sure you call Dr. Cicchetti at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
That number is 716-626-0093. Again, 716-626-0093. And God bless you, June.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Day.
You too. Dr.
Thanks, June.
Dr. Cicchetti, I'm so grateful that you came in today. I'm sorry we're running out of time.
I know. I wish I could have heard more of her story.
Yes, and we had more people calling in, but we couldn't take all the calls. So next time,
I'll be back, right?
Yes, you will be back every month. I'm so excited about that. And again, you know, you are just a wealth of knowledge.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in. So listen, everybody, stay tuned. Next week, I have Carrie Cardinelli joining me. We have a new news that's fit to print. We're going to be talking about rolling out, and Peregrine's Landing will be joining us. Charlene Brocious, do not go anywhere. Have a great week. Tune in to Neil Boron 3 to 6 every Monday through Friday. And we'll see you right back here next week. God bless.